Mark Tadubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the bread of God, which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs again, and I'm delighted that you've chosen to listen to this broadcast here on the Internet. I pray that your life will be blessed and enriched as we think about the benefits of the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If he had not come, there would be no real understanding of the love of God. This is what we were considering last time, Romans 5:8. But God commendeth, or showed forth, or made known his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And John 3:16 makes it clear that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in the Lord Jesus should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I hope you'll get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. Just in front of the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, some little short books, and one of them is 1 John. And go to chapter 4, and I want you to read with me here some wonderful truth that John writes about under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit concerning God's wonderful, wonderful love. Beginning with verse 7, we read, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Oh, beloved, do you realize that we really wouldn't understand about love if Jesus had not come? In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. You see, beloved, that's the manifestation, that's the ultimate revelation of God's love, in that he sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live, that we might have life eternal through Jesus Christ. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, that is, the atoning sacrifice, the mercy seat for our sins. That is, in the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant, and the mercy seat was where once a year the high priest would take blood in and would offer it for the sins of the nation of Israel. And so he's using that illustration that Christ is the one who became our atoning sacrifice so that we might be forgiven for our sin. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time, but Jesus Christ is the revelation of God in physical form. We've already read that over in the book of John. John chapter 1 has told us that Jesus led God forth into full revelation. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. We are to manifest the love of God. We are channels through which the love of God is to flow into this sin-cursed earth, beloved. We are channels through which God's love is to be manifested, this agape love of God. Agape love is God's love. It is a love that's not based upon emotion necessarily. It's based upon a choice to love the unlovable. a choice to love our enemies. It's not easy to love our enemies, but we should have compassion for them and a desire to bring them to the living Christ, that they might be liberated from the bondage of their sin and know the peace and the joy that Jesus gives. Verse 13, "Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit." Oh, what a wonderful gift is the Holy Spirit of God. If Jesus had not come, we would not have that gift. But when we put our faith and trust in Jesus and accept Him as Savior, God sends the Holy Spirit to indwell our spirit as God's guarantee of our salvation. If Jesus had not come, we wouldn't have that privilege of having the gift of the Holy Spirit indwelling us. As 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 points out, that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. So hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He's given us of His Spirit. It's through the Holy Spirit that God indwells the child of God. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in the world. You see, beloved, we're channels through which the love of God is to be seen and to be manifested. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. Oh, yes, beloved, fear hath torment. To be worried about something, to be anxious and distressed about something because of a fear of what might happen, beloved, that's tormenting. But God's love, when we rest in His love, when we trust in Him with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways recognize and acknowledge that He's Lord, that He's in control, He will direct our paths, we're told in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And so perfect love casteth out fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him, because He first loved us. If a man say, "I love God," and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from Him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Yes, beloved, the love of God. We wouldn't understand God's love if Jesus had not come. And another wonderful fact is that we would have no glorious future if Jesus had not come, beloved. We would not have eternal life. John 10:10b says, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Abundant living. We would not know what abundant living was if Jesus had not come. 1 John 5:11 and 12 says, "This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." You see, beloved, we wouldn't have eternal life if Jesus had not come, because Jesus is eternal life personified. And He comes to live in us through the person of the Spirit of life. The Holy Spirit has numerous different names. He's the Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of Christ. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of life. And, beloved, He indwells every child of God. What a wonderful, wonderful gift, because Jesus came. Beloved, if Jesus had not come, there would be no children of God. John 1:12-13 tells us, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood." That is, you're not a child of God because your parents were Christians. It's not of natural birth. Through the birth of our parents being born into a Christian family, nor of the will of the flesh. It's not because some organization's going to make you a Christian, nor of the will of man. No one can work their way to heaven, can get to heaven by their own efforts, but it's all of God, beloved. This glorious salvation is a miracle wrought by God. 1 John 3:2 tells us, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Oh yes, beloved, we shall see Jesus as he is, and we're going to be like him. If Jesus had not come, we couldn't have this glorious, wonderful fact concerning the future, a glorified body, and the resurrection. There would be no resurrection if Jesus had not come. Do you realize that? John 11:25-26, Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Believest thou this? Oh, listen, beloved. The child of God will never die. The body will die, but remember, our identity is in our spirit and in our soul. And the child of God's never going to die because we now have eternal life. We have already passed from death into life, we're told here in 1 John. And so 1 Corinthians 15:51-52 tells us a beautiful mystery that has been hidden in the past, but is now revealed. Paul writes, Beloved, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, that is, die the death of a Christian, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Oh, beloved, we wouldn't have a glorified body if Jesus had not come. 1 Corinthians 15:53, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Oh, beloved, there would be no rapture if Jesus had not come. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." What a privilege to belong to Jesus. So glad he came. Till next time, goodbye.